I don't know where that aspiration came from. Maybe I was still in a silent competition with the white kids at my previous school, but it was the first real goal I ever remember setting for myself besides get a six-pack like Janet Jackson. I never achieved the latter, but after the first quarter of my ninth grade year, my mom opened up my report card, proud to see all A's. After accomplishing my goal of getting straight A's for the entire year, something in me clicked. All I have to do is want it and work at it, and I can make it happen. I would learn very quickly that this only applied where professional discipline was concerned. It didn't hold true for boys and relationships, alas. But soon, the feeling of personal achievement eclipsed my need to be desired by boys. Once I heard that colleges wanted students to be well-rounded outside of academic accomplishments, I decided to try my hand at everything. Academic decathlon? Sure, I love to complete math problems under pressure for fun. Playing for the volleyball team? Why not? I'm not scared of getting served in the face and losing my teeth. Writing for the school newspaper? Yes, but only if I can start a column talking mess. While the other endeavors lasted a year or less, writing for the newspaper stuck. In addition to writing traditionally serious articles for our publication, I started my own column called How About You Don't, where I was critical of the habits, culture, and fashion of our student body and faculty. How about you don't keep volunteering to read out loud when you know you can't read? My raw candor made me an occasional target of hallway stares and almost got me beat up a few times, but generally people valued and saw the humor in what I wrote. Writing was my new outlet, a way of convincing others that I had something to say. As I discovered my talent for cutting comedic commentary in the school newspaper, I realized I was developing a new ambition entirely, making writing my business. The briefcase of my childhood dreams now carried something more valuable than important papers. It carried words that could influence, entertain, provoke, and occasionally infuriate. While straight A's gave me external validation, my column gave me something I hadn't known I needed, a platform where my perspective mattered. The serious business of academic achievement had unexpectedly led me to the serious art of self-expression. In January 2011, I wrote, produced, and edited the first episode of my web series, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl. From that point until today, I've been working my way up in this industry, grinding, growing, building, and dreaming. Most of that time has been extremely fulfilling and ridiculously fun. I've accomplished more than I ever imagined for myself. Still, there are times when I'm overwhelmed with fear that I'll lose everything and be defined by my last moment. I'm obsessed with time and the limited window I have to achieve everything I want, and that fear has guided a lot of my business moves. Awkward Black Girl provided the validation I needed that I could make writing my business. It also helped me realize that I actually didn't know how to do good business. After the initial success of the first few episodes, we raised nearly $60,000 via Kickstarter to finish the second half of the season. And yet, even with that level of support, I was doing a lot of work and not making much money. So my producing partner at the time had the brilliant idea that we should tour colleges to promote the series and meet our supporters face to face. I yes-anded by suggesting we put out a call online for students to request us to come to their schools. Hundreds of students responded, and schools started following up, inquiring about our budget. We were ecstatic that we were in such high demand. We were also scared to turn people away, so we decided we would charge them a fee of $200 for the two of us, but they would have to provide flights and accommodations. Almost every school accepted our proposal, and thus began our first college tour. It took us until about the 20th college visit to understand what a taxing, stupid mistake we'd made. This was after we'd spent the whole day in the airport due to our bookers opting for the cheapest flight instead of a direct one, and that flight being delayed, and then spent the night crunched up in our top bunk bed accommodations. For one, we'd let the colleges dictate the schedules, which meant we were flying zigzag across the country on any given date. Second, in addition to lowballing ourselves, we'd failed to implement a standard for our travel and hotels, so we frequently found ourselves on uncomfortable and off-canceled Spirit flights or put up in someone's vacant dorm room.